Persistent faith. Jesus is now withdrawing to the Gentile regions of Tyre and Sidon. This incident is a beautiful example of Christ going out of his way to reach one with a true heart of faith. Jesus traveled a long way. Tyre was around 35 miles from Capernaum. It became part of the Roman Empire in 64 BC and was one of the first Roman cities in the region to embrace Christianity. He had a long-term perspective. On two occasions in this passage, first to the disciples, then to the Canaanite woman, Jesus stresses that his ministry is for the Jews. We know that this focus was soon to change, though in the long term, the Jews will come back to the fore. In Romans 11:12, the Apostle Paul asks, "Now if their trespass means riches for the world, and if their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean?" This indicates that when the Jews as a nation come to Christ, the world will be different. He lingered before responding, but healed instantly. Jesus initially ignored her. He responded in a way that could have turned her off. Maybe he was testing her. Her response of faith is demonstrated to the world. He left a long-term impact in the region. In the Old Testament, several prophets, including Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, denounced Tyre and Sidon. However, Jesus affirms them by saying, "For if the miracles that were performed by you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." Matthew 11:21. The woman was persistent. Matthew 15:23 says, "Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, 'Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us.'" The woman kneels before him with her appeal. In Luke 18:1-8, Jesus commends the widow whose persistence got her justice. When we pray regularly for the unsaved, the unreconciled, the falling away, and matters within God's will, in some way or other, the persistence pays off. She was positive. She well knew the precedence the Jews held in kingdom matters. She also knew that she too could benefit from God's mercy. She was on point. She had a perception many Jews didn't. She knew he was a son of David, the Messiah. She called him Lord. Persistent faith today. In the 21st century, how should our faith scale up? Are we able to see things of true value and pursue them with persistence?